This was the closest I'd been to escape since they'd brought me here. I'd imagined this moment so many times. The adrenaline, the dizzy desperation, the terror. Never the raw hesitation rooting my stocking feet to the forest floor. In 2, 3, 4. I tucked my face into the neck of my dress to hide the warm exhale, a white cloud that might easily announce my location to scanning eyes. Out. 2, 3, 4. I squeezed my eyes shut and focused on counting my breaths to calm my pounding heart. Just a little longer. Bam! My eyes flew open at the sound of the cabin door, followed by footsteps.
Ruthie Sue!
Hamish bellowed. His angry voice was distant, and I imagined him standing on the front porch. I shouldn't look. If he was staring in my direction across the clearing, he'd see the movement. If Fred had the scope out, he'd definitely see me. I forced down the adrenaline begging me to tear through the tree line. I breathed into my shoulder again, trying to hide that white cloud. Fred's voice cut through the silence, a little lower, a little meaner.
Ruthie Sue!
He yelled alongside Hamish like I was a dog that would come running.
Told you she weren't tamed.
He spat.
We'll find her,
Hamish said calmly. I knew that tone, and it scared me more than if he'd raged.
Ruthie Sue,
Fred crooned, switching tactics.
You'll die out here if you run,
he added just as sweetly. I gritted my teeth. I'd been their pet for months, but they didn't know a thing about me. I carefully leaned forward a few inches so I could get eyes on them. I had to know exactly where they were. The quick glance showed familiar, unkempt beards, heavy coats, thick boots, shotguns at their sides. They were maybe 50 yards away, moving fast in my direction. The thinner shadow, Hamish, stopped near the water pump and whispered something I couldn't hear. I took a step out from behind the tree. It was now or never.